always want a kid.
You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. God bless you, my friends. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me. I pray you won't be disappointed today. We are tuning into God's frequency. I know you won't be disappointed, because you're going to hear a word from God today, and that's always an exciting thing. And I know the secret, and I share it with you. The secret is that God's always talking. He's always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Almighty Jehovah is always broadcasting. What you and I need to do is tune into His frequency, and that is the Word of God. This is where God speaks. We're going to hear Him speak here today. We're looking today at this message. I've entitled various names for it. One of them is the God compound. The God compound is what has a kid walk up to someone 9'6" and say, figuratively, get out of my way, friend, because God is for me. How do you get that? The Lord Jesus said those who love their life will lose it. Those who hate their life will keep it. You see, God wants you to have that attitude. And in order for you to have it, He's going to do certain things to work that out in you. For it is God that is at work in you, both to will and to do. God's working behind the scenes on you so you can be like David. This is what we're looking at here. We're looking at people in the Bible here that had this attitude. I call this is the winning mindset. We're looking here, started this sermon as looking at people as we're in the book of Revelation. We're looking at Polycarp, the Bishop of Smyrna, the second of the seven churches, who they tried to kill. Well, they did kill, 86 years old. He says, you can take a hike, friend. He says, I'm not bound. I'm not calling Caesar Lord. I've got one Lord, and His name is Jesus. And then Antipas burned alive at a bronze kettle. That's the next church. How did these guys do it? That's what we're looking at. This is part two of this message now, the winning mindset.
And by the way, did you know that God is developing and producing this character trait on the inside of you right now? At least He's trying to, if you let Him. And that's why God tells us to rejoice when it happens to us. Romans 5:3. Paul said, not only this, we glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation worketh or brings about perseverance. Greek word, you've heard me many times say it. The word is hupomeno. Hupo means under. Mene means to abide. Same word Jesus used when He said in John 14, in my Father's house are many mene. Plural. King James called it mansions. It's abiding places. Some translations say dwellings. Hupomeno is to dwell under, abide under. Abide under what? The hand of God. The hand of God. Let's call it, now if you would please humor me, let's personify this word, hupomeno, of perseverance. Some translations call it patience. Let's personify this word. Let's call it, if you would please, nerve. Perseverance. Oomph. A spiritual arrogance in a good way. It's like a spiritual byproduct of two things, which by themselves won't help you one bit. But once you mix them together, you've got spiritual nitroglycerin. Like hydrogen, by itself, it'll kill you. Right? You go to Saturn and try to breathe and see what happens to you. But you mix it with oxygen, and you've got this. Same here. You take a little God-ordained tribulation, like sickness, poverty, some personal trial in your life, or some great test of faith. And then you add a little abide under, what I had before but crossed it off, Paul Esposito ordained abide under, which is what the word means, and you put it together. You put together these tests of God and abiding under his hand, add them together like H2O, and what do you got? You got John Wayne. Or you got Pilgrim. This is where Pilgrim comes from. It's an attitude, a spiritual arrogance, and a trust in God that is bigger than your problems. It's a spiritual thing. You can't see it. It gets developed on the inside of you by abiding under the hand of God as you go through trials in your life. This is what I'm talking about. I call it the God compound. The God compound. In attitude. But if not, these three said, in the burning fiery furnace, let it be known to you, O king, we don't serve your gods, and we won't worship your gold image, which you have set up. The winning mindset is a spiritual fortitude, a trust and a faith in God that he's bigger than your problems. One more. James 1, verse 2. Let me read it out of the NIV. It says, consider it pure joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials. All right, joy and trials. He's crazy, right? What kind of person would say that? Let's be real. Consider it pure joy when you encounter various trials. How many people in here do that? Nobody does that I know of. I don't, and I'm no different, no better than any. Maybe I read my Bible a little longer than some of you, but I'm no different than anyone else. Consider it pure joy when you encounter various trials. But then he says this, knowing that, meaning it's not for nothing. There's a purpose behind it. Consider it pure joy when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces John Wayne. Just cross it off and put John Wayne in your Bible. Lord knows what I mean. Count it all joy, pure joy, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith develops John Wayne. This is John Wayne. This is the mother of all gavels. Sold, sold, sold. Sorry, that's a little Texas flipping move in me there. I just can't help it. Sold, sold, sold. This is where this comes from. How many here want to possess this? I love, too, the way the NIV says this. Now, I've mishmashed this verse. The key words in the NIV, I've called it, like pure. It says, consider it pure joy. It probably says, my brothers. Or now the new NIV would say brothers and sisters. When you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith, instead of produces, it has the word develops. And I love that word. It's being in God's dark room. Can you get the picture of the dark room, right? The testing of your faith develops. Put that stuff in there. God's got you in that stinky smelling stuff. Wait a little while, but don't turn the light on, you see. Because if you turn the light on, it's useless, it's marred, and it's got to be thrown out. You can't turn the light on in God's dark room. You got to abide under the hand of God. Can't turn the light on. Can't turn the light on.
And that's where we're going to have to stop here for today. I love the way the NIV reads there in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 2. Consider it pure joy. Imagine that. That sounds on the surface and in the flesh, let me say. That's preposterous in the flesh. You cannot in the flesh consider it pure joy when you encounter various trials, but in the spirit you can, because you got to understand that God is at work in you, both to will and to do. That is, he's thought it for you. It's the will of God. What's the will of God? That you persevere under trials. This is what gives you the God compound. This is what enables you to walk up to someone 9'6" and literally say, like David did, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? That he should defy the armies of the living God? This comes through persevering under trial. Having God deliver you through some great trial in your life, whether it's sickness, whether it's poverty, whether it's some extreme fight or something that's happened, some terrible thing, at least it seemed terrible, and then God saw you through. Maybe it was a big financial breakthrough. Whatever it is, once that happens again, you'll never struggle in that area because you know God is faithful. Friends, I read, and I remember in the Psalm, I think it's Psalm 34, it says, come, let us magnify the Lord together. Let's, you and I today, make God bigger than our problems. This is what we're looking at here today. We're going to sign off here now for today. We'll be back again tomorrow. If you'd like a copy of this message, write to me, paul@wmiefm.com. I'd love to send you a CD for free. I'll email you the link. You can get the link yourself by going on Facebook, if you're on Facebook, to WGOD Radio. And on there, you'll see this link on here posted on Monday morning, The Winning Mindset. You right-click that on your computer, and it'll save there on your computer and hear this anytime. Send this to some friends. But God wants you to have the winning mindset, and in order for that to happen, he makes your life difficult. And that is why Paul in Romans 5:3, he says, rejoice when it happens. That's why James said in James 1:2, consider it pure joy when you encounter various trials, knowing that, meaning, you see, it's not in vain. There's a purpose behind the trial you're going through today, friend. Knowing that, the testing of your faith develops hupomone, pizzazz, a spiritual air of arrogance that tells someone 9'6" to get out of the way. That's what we're looking at. We'll be back again with another message here tomorrow. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.